KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Hermine continues its slow trek off the eastern seaboard with tropical storm force winds. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Dennis Feltkin.
Hermine is meandering now off the northeast coast of the United States. It's centered about 310 miles south-southeast of the eastern tip of Long Island, moving very slowly to the east-northeast at only about 5 miles per hour.
The storm is expected to continue to churn up dangerous waves and rip currents along Atlantic beaches. Donald Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway says the Republican presidential candidate and Mexico's president may disagree about what was said about the border wall when they met, but still had a productive conversation.
A prosperous and safe Mexico benefits us. A prosperous and safe United States benefits Mexico. We look forward to continuing that conversation with the Mexican president. And we were very happy that Mr. Trump showed the type of leadership that a would-be president shows by accepting that invitation and showing up.
He was, or rather she, was on ABC's This Week. Former presidential hopeful Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says the reason he said during a debate last year that he was sick of hearing about Democrat Hillary Clinton's emails remains true today.
The latter part of my statement, which doesn't get recorded very much, is what the American people want to hear about are the real issues impacting their lives.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. A South Dakota tribal chairman is urging members to avoid Bismarck and Mandan in North Dakota after a clash between private security guards and people protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline, saying he fears for his people's safety. Cheyenne River Sioux Tribal Chairman Harold Frazier spoke Sunday. This is AP Radio News. After years of concerns, police are taking major precautions to ensure public safety at a carnival celebrating Caribbean culture held before dawn each Labor Day in New York.
After an aide to New York's governor was killed by a stray bullet at last year's Juvet celebration, authorities are taking unprecedented steps. Traditionally held largely in the dark, this year's Juvet will be illuminated by 200 light towers. Police plan to double the number of officers patrolling the neighborhood, and the department has added 42 new security cameras to watch over an estimated 250,000 revelers. Police and community groups are distributing flyers with a blunt message. This community will no longer tolerate this violence. Do not shoot anyone, do not stab anyone, the leaflets say. Martin DeCaro, New York.
In Major League Baseball, one interleague game, Miami playing Cleveland in the bottom of the ninth. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.